continues to sound off on social media even after his conviction on securities fraud charges yesterday. During a YouTube speech, he boldly predicted he will not be going to prison and also noted that most of the charges against him were thrown out. More details at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I seriously didn't want to hear this at all. Is that an auction? Probably not. Okay, you're listening to Cloudwise Joe. I'm a team of internet superheroes, and this is the Being Found show. This is your internet marketing helpline.
I gotta say, playing Beat It right before we do a segment on marketing makes what we do sound really, really hardcore. Are you ready to be a part of this? If not,
yeah, right.
Get out of here.
Well, we could do Thriller.
I did play Smooth Criminal, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Or Smooth Criminal, yeah.
This is serious business.
Man in the Mirror might be a good transition for this.
I've lost control again.
It happens. Seven steps.
Why does being found even matter? I feel like it's obvious in the last segment we're talking about the questions, but I want to go over a little bit more if we're not done hitting people over the head.
Well, let me, can I throw something in first? We were talking about business owners having a hard time figuring this out and feeling overwhelmed. Really, it's about doing little by little, you know, answer one of, if all you can do is answer one a week, one a month or something, you're still progressing down the line. You will have to progress down eventually.
Yeah.
And so you don't have to do it all at once. You just have to have it in mind and slowly work your way down.
It's the turtle and the hare thing.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you are going to want to, if you're listening to the show right now and you can go online, try going to beingfound.com, and I am streaming my screen for a couple minutes because there are a couple things that I'm going to talk about that, what the heck, you might as well look at it too if you can. But don't worry if you can't, I'm going to explain it. Okay, so why does this even matter, being found? Well, here's the thing. I know it's obvious, I know we all know this, but sometimes when you look at the stats, it's just incredible. The world changed. I mean, it just plain changed. Half the globe, half the humans on this earth are connected to the internet daily. And on top of that, almost all Americans are connected daily. And most, 93%, use the internet to make a decision or figuring out what's going to do daily. So understanding that this, the internet and the impact that's happening to our businesses and our buying cycle is really important. Right now I'm showing on my screen that statistical site called Internet Live Stats. And what it does is every second, it's, these numbers are ticking. For instance, how many websites are being built right now? Emails sent today, Google searches today, blogs written today. It just keeps going and going and going. And so, for instance, right now, Google searches, we're at almost 3 billion Google searches today already. Well, this site says there's 3.6 billion people online, which means that already today, most of them have searched for something, or a lot of people are searching for a lot of stuff. There's already 3.3 billion people who have watched YouTube videos. So the statistics are the internet is in every single part of everything we do. So whatever you're doing in business, now you've got to make sure you're being found online. And so that's what being found marketing is. Here's the other thing that's going on. Your regular advertising, your regular marketing, your newspaper ads, radio ads, billboards, all that stuff, that's really only half the story. If you have billboard ads and you're marketing or sending out emails or all these things we do to market, if you're not being found online at the same time, what you run the risk of is your ads are actually marketing for your competitors. I just want to let that settle in for a second. If you believe anything I say, the one thing I've seen is that if you don't make sure that online you're being found, if you don't make sure you're not answering the phone at the right times and all those technological things that come along with being found, then your advertising is helping your competitors. Right. So let's say you run a – how does this work out, Chauncey? Let's say you run a newspaper ad for carpet cleaning. What happens next? Do the people just call, or do they Google your hours, or do they – you know, what happens?
Well, I guess the question is how many people out there – and think of yourself as a consumer now, not a business owner – when they're reading the newspaper and they make note of a carpet cleaning business, immediately put the newspaper down, pick up the phone, and call that number they see in front of them.
Mad people, mostly.
Mad people, yeah, totally. So most people make a mental note of the business, whether they mean to or not, and then they walk away. And then later,
right,
when they need carpet cleaning, they Google it.
Yeah. Right. And yeah, and so if the fact that the whole world is using the internet isn't enough, and if the fact that you're advertising for competitors isn't enough, then what about the fact that there are plenty of people, Sean probably being one of them, who only use the internet to figure everything out, darn millennials.
Yeah.
So now let me go back. This is definitely one of those kind of preachy radio episodes. And it's because I realize that there's a lot of foundational content that we need to get out in the show. We need to get into the website and our blog posts as the foundation to why all this matters and what's going on. So what I want to do is I want to circle around to something you had said earlier, Sean, which is, yeah, I get it, but this sounds super overwhelming. And it can be. As a matter of fact, you guys spend all day optimizing blog posts and websites and directories, and it's a lot of work. But from my perspective as the business owner, I've found that it really comes down to a system that has predictable steps. If I keep taking these same 7 steps over and over and over again, then it becomes manageable and I can keep moving along. So let me tell you what they are. This is the system I use for being found, and it's a system we use with our clients. I think it's one that everyone else can use. Now, if you can get to your computer, I am streaming this live, so you can actually see my little flow chart online of this. But here's what it is, and let me go through these guys, and then we can make comments. You need to identify those being found moments. For instance, if you're a contractor, which we're going to get into in a few minutes, if you're a contractor, what is it people are trying to figure out? Are they trying to figure out what concrete prices are? Are they trying to figure out, you know, what are inspirational ways to build a deck? Whatever it is, you got to find out what those being found moments are. Next, you target your first being found blind spot. So if I'm not being found in the directories with the right information, well, that's the first thing I fix. If I don't have a way on the website for people to know what my contractor's license is, well, that's the first thing I fix. And so you target those blind spots. Once you target them, you create the content to fill the blind spot. After that, you deliver the content to where it matters. So maybe it's on Facebook. Maybe your Facebook profile isn't good, or maybe you keep a gallery on Pinterest or Instagram. And so you deliver that content there. And then the other thing you do is you optimize technology. You make sure that your website and everything involved is running as fast as it possibly can in the right way. You report, you figure out how it did, and you repeat the process. So those 7 steps, identify being found moments, target your blind spot, create content, deliver content, optimize, report, repeat. That's the being found system. So all of this crazy stuff we're talking about falls into that system. That's manageable. All right, well, you're still listening to the Being Found Show, at least I hope you are. We are going to go to break, and we're going to be right back with Chauncey Says. Contractors, you're going to want to hear this. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Your future career awaits at Shasta College, and now it's all about more. More classes so you can graduate faster, more flexibility to work around your busy life schedule, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. You told us what you needed, and we listened, giving you new self-paced math classes, transfer classes for the university-bound student, and more online offerings to help you achieve your academic goals. Fall enrollment is going on right now for both new and returning students, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Simply call 242-7650, and one of our skilled admissions officers will help register you and direct you to the next step to achieving your goal. And that's it. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. Call 242-7650 to register for fall classes. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help bring it all together. Find your more at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
There's an older animal at Haven Humane who lost his loving home just waiting for you to come rescue him. PALS Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion, and right now Blindsided is making a donation to this fund with every window covering order. Donations to this fund continue to provide homes for these older pets and honor the memory of this amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 10 years ago.
For window coverings, contact Blindsided today at 945-3969.
I feel like this should be a Michael Jackson song, but make if it is, a I don't change know what it is. For once. Oh, there it is, Jeff. All right. Okay, well, welcome back to the Big Pals Show. yeah, that was good. We are your marketing, your internet marketing helpline. I think we're just your helpline, because it's more than the internet. It's more than marketing.
Well, they're both so connected. We've been discussing if you don't answer the phone, they're moving on to your competitor. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's another interesting one. Real quick, then, let me tell you another little story before we get into Chauncey's bed. You know, and this will highlight how important getting all this figured out is. I'm aware of a company that has been putting a lot of hard work into marketing. I'll tell you what, this company is an excellent marketer. We help them on some things, but they do plenty on their own. They are excellent, one of the fastest growing in their industry. But what they noticed is that they were having a hard time getting their revenue up. It had been growing like crazy and then kind of stalled. And I kept telling them, I don't know what it is. There must be something wrong with your sales team. Something's going on, because when I look at the statistics, I see that the actual calls to you are up by 40%. So I think the problem's in your sales team, so go fix your salespeople. That's what I'm thinking. So this goes on for a couple months, and they were really trying to figure it out. They're the dutiful company. They just, you know, they stay on it until they work it out. Well, you know what it turned out to be? It turned out to be that one of the phone technologies they use to do call tracking What it does is it actually dials that salesperson, and then there should be a recording that tells that salesperson, hey, this call's coming in from such and such source or whatever. Well, that wasn't set up, so all it was dead silence. And so the salespeople were hanging up on calls because they thought it was telemarketers. So there is no telling how many customers they're hanging up. As soon as they realized that there was that glitch in the customer getting a hold of them, their revenue took off. And I'm telling you right now, because I'm a numbers person, I'm watching all this stuff, I can't tell you how many times that there is a technological issue that is diverting customers. And like Chauncey said, you got one chance for that customer to find you, get what they need, and get a hold of you. And if you break that expectation throughout that process, if you waited too long, if you put them on hold, if it wasn't what they were looking for, they just go to the competitor because there's no cost to go to the competitor. You know, they didn't even talk to a salesperson yet. There's no emotional cost. There's nothing. They just move on. And so if you're wondering why your income's not going up in your business, have somebody look into it. Have somebody look into the different technological issues and see which roadblocks are in the way of you being found and your customers getting a hold of you. And that's why this really is about the whole thing.
And
getting the revenue.
Yeah, if you don't want to pay for that, you know, secret shopper yourself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, I'm not saying you have to pay. I mean, we do it. We like doing it. But, you know, the business owner can Google himself and or herself and can make phone calls and do all that stuff, too. You're exactly right, Chauncey. Find out where you stand. Do it. Figure it out. Take the path to buying your products through your customer's eye and see what happens. All right, Chauncey, I hope I didn't take up your whole segment. I'll give you more of the segment. This is the – I wish I had, like, a big, loud – train noise or something. Chauncey says lightning and thunder. What I wanted to do is I challenged Chauncey. I said, look, let's bring this being found idea home, and let's talk about a specific industry. Let's talk about contractors. And let's ask these questions, and let's get Chauncey's advice on what to do. So one of the questions I asked you, Chauncey, is how does a contractor deal with when customers are looking to compare prices, features, and other brands?
yeah, well, you know, that is a very broad question. It really affects all sorts of stages through the buying process and, you know, all sorts of areas where the client is looking for them. But, you know, I would say that in the case of contractors and construction, a lot of this is specifically for prices, features, and brands would be specifically, you know, the planning stage and the budgeting stage, because the nature of the project is just so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, when I have a budgeting stage and I'm going to the grocery store, you know, this is 10 minutes with my wife. If I have a budgeting stage when I'm building a house or remodeling my kitchen, we're looking at months. You know, because we're trying to utilize our time in order to get the best prices.
You know, it's funny.
Go ahead.
If we could stay here for a second. I'm sorry. I hate that I interrupt you guys. And
oh, no. I love it, Joe. But, I love it.
Yeah, I don't really hate it. you know, it's funny because most contracting projects would be what we call high scrutiny, and high scrutiny is something from the founders of my company developed with the levels of scrutiny, Chris and Chicago. And essentially it's high scrutiny, which means that there are a lot of costs and considerations that have to be figured out before you make a decision. And I think what's interesting here is contractors have some of the highest scrutiny products, and yet I find contractors spend probably the least amount of time breaking down stages of projects and how to look at costing and how to look at you know, time frames and all these things that as a buyer I would want to know, right? They seem to spend the least time doing that, and yet, boy, the contractor who spent the time to explain all those stages and all of the costs and associated steps with those stages. What if, I mean, they would win. Do you think I'm wrong?
Oh, no, I think you're absolutely right. And in fact, I think contractors should probably be realistic. You know, of course you want to get everybody, but you got to start where most people are. And most people who are dealing with a contractor either are planning ahead, counting their pennies, and really trying to make it work on a budget, or it's a last-minute issue and they need it to happen now.
Right. And so you're saying when customers are looking to compare that stuff, have that content built into your website or wherever you want to share the content that can be found. Mm-hmm. Even if it's emails you send out, whatever it is, you're saying have those stages, budgetary issues, tips and tricks, and all that written out so that the customer finds you and comes to trust you when they're looking for those things. You know, what's interesting, there's a statistic, and I'm going to be a little off on it, but it's, you know, in the 70 to 80% of people who were interviewed by Google said that they choose the brand that was most helpful. So, and I think a lot of businesses think that the idea is to pull back and not help too much online because they want their salesperson to talk to that individual and they want their salesperson to convince them to buy. But really, statistics show that there's brand trust and there's equity being built on your commitment to share, help, and answer those questions online. And so you got to ask yourself, contractors, are you being found for doing that? Let's move on to the next one. You had a whole bunch of bullet points, and I always butt in. This is one that I think is obvious for contractors, but you've got some really good points on this, is what about when customers are looking for inspiration?
I'm
a contractor, and I know. So what do you got?
Well, this is where I think contractors fail online. They have terrible galleries, just terrible. You know, they have these galleries that have maybe four pictures that are taken with their Motorola flip phone. They got the date stamp on there in bright yellow down in the corner. There's no before and after. Half the time it's the image of a ditch with some guy standing next to it with a wheelbarrow. It's just terrible, you know, and, you know, and like, and I'm not coming down on the company. I'm sure that they're working and they're representing their employees. They're doing a lot there. But that photo belongs on the about page. That photo belongs on the staff page where you're talking about how George is doing a great job at work. You know,
right.
Your gallery needs to be really well taken. Stand back, for one. Use a contemporary camera. You don't have to hire somebody, but you need to stand back so that we get the entire thing and you allow your web developer to chop the picture.
Right.
Get the whole thing and get it before and after. That's what people want to see when they are looking at what you can do.
You know, there's one little truth that's sticking out of my head as you're saying that. Like, I put myself in the contractor's head. I'm going, yeah, but I don't have time. Take a picture, put it on the website, build a gallery, blah, blah, blah. And I get it. And you don't. But there's this new reality that you just need to budget some money. And it doesn't have to be a lot. I mean, it could be a few hundred bucks. We ourselves have packages that just cost a few hundred bucks a month. But your new reality is you have to budget money for updating your website, your content, and being found. That is just your new reality. Sorry to say it. I know you wish it wasn't true. I know because I sell these services, you may not believe me. I'm telling you right now, it's your new reality. So you may not have time to do that, but you still should be taking pictures and giving them to the person you're paying to do this so that they can update them. And then you're asking that person if you're being found for that. It is your new reality. So it's got to be done. Okay, do we have time to go into another question, or are we running short on this segment?
We're coming up on break.
Darn it. All right. Okay, well, you're listening to the Being Found Show, and I really wanted to go over to Chauncey Desmore. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to break, and we're going to be right back. Come on back.
Analog living
in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at shastaspine.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, Carl, let's find a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Okay, what are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
All right, let's go.
Close to midnight, something evil lurking in the dark. I could sing every word of that song. I don't care what you think about that. All right, you're listening to the Being Found Show, which you probably just turned off, and you no longer believe a word we say. So welcome back. We are your helpline. We every bit of this show, everything we're doing on beingfound.com, it is all about helping local businesses take their advantage back, understand how to be found, definitely, and understand why they need to be found. So give us your feedback. you know, let us know at any of our social sites or on our website if there's anything you would like us to do different or anything you'd like us to tackle for you. We are, again, streaming on YouTube. You can go to beingfound.com, and right there on the homepage, we're streaming again. The reason I'm doing that is we're about ready to talk about an article that I read this week, which I thought did a really good job of breaking down search engine optimization and some of the mistakes that are made in small businesses, and so I want to make sure that was online. The article was called Five Common Mistakes Small Businesses Make with Their Online Presence. A couple points that this thing makes before it gets into those five mistakes are ones that I've brought up, but you know, it doesn't hurt to repeat that 97% of internet users search for local businesses online. I've probably done it five times just in the last week. I had to take a couple of my motorcycles to get fixed, so we looked at reviews. As a matter of fact, one motorcycle shop that's working on my motorcycle, we're starting to question whether they're doing a good job, so we went back out to the internet and looked at the reviews again in more depth and found that one of the problems we're having is common. It's a common problem. So it's there, and it is playing a part on your business. And so what I wanted to do is I want to go over the five things that I read in this article, the five mistakes small businesses make and with their online presence. And I kind of was hoping to get some of your guys' thoughts on these five things. So one of the first thing they say, and gosh, this one is so true. The first thing this article says is, and let me tell you who, this article is from searchenginewatch.com. We'll have a link to it on beingfound.com once we post the show, so you'll be able to find it. Come on back and look for it. But one of the first things that this article talks about, number one, is ignoring local SEO. Chauncey, I'm not sure if everyone knows that there is a difference, and you're not really. I think what happens with some businesses when it comes to search engine optimization, which is what SEO means, it means are you being found in search engines? I think a lot of businesses think, well, there's just no point because I'm competing with Nike or I'm competing with Amazon. But I don't think everyone realizes that the search engines are trying really hard to help people when they're trying to answer these local questions like when are you open, what products are nearby, or et cetera. These search engines are trying to help local businesses, aren't they?
Absolutely. Well, to be fair, I don't know if they're trying to help local businesses. What they're trying to do is
help themselves.
They're trying to help the visitor. You know, Google is in the business of providing, of collecting and providing data. And so when you go to Google and you type in what you need, Google is in the business of reading that and trying to provide you the best results. So if you're a local business and, you know, you say, I need an auger for my yard, they're not going to send you to Amazon to buy, to hire somebody to dig out your yard. You know, they're going to figure out off of the industry that you're looking for a local professional. And they're going to deliver you local professionals.
Right. And so, yeah, I guess that's true. It is about the visitor. I got to keep that in mind, that Google has a customer, too. And Google wants the customer to get what they're looking for. And if you know what Google's expectations are and you know the customer's expectations, then you get to be found. And that's why those two rules are so important. Okay, so here's number two. Not having an accessible site for the modern connected user. Now, things jump out to me automatically, like, is it easy for Google to search? Can it be seen on mobile? You know, does it have the information they're looking for? Can they click to call, or do they have to type in your number? You know, do you have a little code snippet that allows them just to click on your phone number? Those kind of things. But what are your thoughts on the accessible site, and how often, what do you think the percentage is of businesses that have an accessible site for the modern connected user, Chauncey or Sean?
Well, that's a gray area.
Yeah. Okay. I read a statistic, and I wish I could remember exactly what it was, but 50% of small business owners don't have a website, and of the 50% who do, it's, I think, another more than half don't have a mobile-friendly site.
Right. Okay, so we've talked about this statistic before, but let me read this paragraph. Even a one-second delay in a website's loading time can lead to lost conversion of 7%.
Yeah.
While 40% of users will abandon a website if it takes more than 3 seconds to load.
Absolutely.
That statistic is absolutely true. And you know what? You can figure this out. As a business, you can go to Google Page Speed Test and just Google it. And you can put your website in there or any one of your pages of your website. You just copy and paste your URL. And it'll tell you if your website's fast or not. Now imagine that. If right now you have 1,000 people a day or 500 people a day or a month showing up, but your website's 4 or 5 seconds slow to load, well, you could have double the traffic. You could have double the customers. And not only that, you'd have those customers would be happier to go through the process of your website if your website was faster.
Yeah.
One
easy statistic to make the comparison to is that when somebody comes to your website, you have about 7 seconds to make an impression on them. So if your website takes 3 seconds to load, you now have 4 seconds to make an impression on them.
Yeah. Well, okay, think of it this way. Now, think if you're a boss, and you go stand in the waiting room of your office, okay, and you watch this line of people come in, and you watch your receptionist, your salesperson, put their finger up, not their middle finger, but their finger up to each customer in line and say, shh, just wait. And that customer sits and waits, not knowing why. And then that same business person sees that 40% of those people waiting never stay to talk to that salesperson or receptionist. They just turn around and leave. How long do you think it would take for that business owner to say, will you stop doing that, please? Right? Because they're watching 40% of their business leave. Well, that same thing is happening online. Right now, I'm telling you right now, and almost every website I have tested when it comes to businesses who hire us or ask us to review their sites, they don't even know this matters. They don't even know to test it. So right now, if you're a business or you have a website and you're listening to this, go to Google Webpage Speed Test and test your site. It's just like telling 40% of your customers that walk through the door to shut up and wait and then them walking away. That's exactly what you're doing. Was I a little too harsh on that one?
No, absolutely not. But I tend to be a little more harsh about these things, but absolutely not. And if they have to click another page, God forbid, you're going to lose another 40%.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. For those that wait, imagine when they go to another room and now in that room, you tell them to wait for 40 seconds without saying anything and then they leave. I mean, it's crazy that businesses aren't aware of this, but they would never let this happen in their own showroom. You know, it's crazy. Okay, so here's number three. How long do we have? Number three, not taking advantage of customer reviews. What do you guys say about that one?
Well, that's one of the two biggest factors in local search, yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Is having
Why?
Reviews.
Because it establishes trust, for one, with Google. So with Google, it establishes trust on a search level. And then on a conversion level, it establishes trust with the visitor.
Mm-hmm. But not taking advantage of them. I mean, that's also a whole different ballpark. You know, you can respond to reviews. You can, there's any number of things you can do to capitalize on having them.
And it's also a great tool to find out what you're doing wrong. You know,
yeah.
Everybody says, oh, I don't want to get reviews because what if I get bad reviews? Well, right. If you get bad reviews, you work
change.
With them so that you get better.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Okay, so here's the next one. This one's a little abstract to me. Not joining up their data between online, offline, and mobile. So here's what this says. There's a growing challenge for small businesses expanding their own or their online presence to come up with the best way to measure the effectiveness of all these efforts. It's not just about examining the ROI for online marketing. Now it's more important to explore the best method to combine the data between all these sources. So, for instance, well, gosh, my ads are running on TV. I seem to have people clicking on my emails. I seem to have people clicking on my website. How does all that come together and show me that I'm making money? Well, I would say that's one of the hardest things in the world right now to do. I think that's a bona fide challenge.
I agree.
I really do. And I actually think I found that there's no right answer for this other than to adopt what I call limited risk marketing. At least this is what I've found to make the most sense. I call it limited risk marketing. And essentially, it means that...
Joe, let me cut you off there. We're coming up on break. We'll be coming back with the Being Found show covering some limited risk marketing.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
The MASH Bash is coming Saturday, August 12th. Hi, Rob Burrows inviting you to the VFW Hall in Anderson for MASH Bash 2017. Dress up as your favorite MASH character for a fun evening with barbecue dinner from the Shasta Association of Grillers and Smokers, live music from Wildcard and Chris McCandless, auction, drawings, costume contest, and a great night of fun supporting the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. For tickets, call 378-2280, and thanks for your support.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
All right, you're listening to the Being Found Show and Michael Jackson impersonator. I'm Cloudwise Joe, got my internet superheroes here. In the last segment, we were finishing up going over a really neat article I read that I think is super helpful. So we're on topic four. I think for topic five, you can go to Being Found and check out the article. We link over to it. But I do want to finish topic four. Basically, that was not joining the data. It's all available, and I think most businesses, even me, sometimes when I hear all the data that's available, my eyes can gloss over, and you say, oh, that's a full-time job just figuring out all this data. And so, Chauncey, before the break, you had some thoughts on it I wanted to get to, and then I just want to real quick, explain limited risk marketing because it's a way to help manage and not waste money. So what were your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts were, you know, the statement itself is really kind of difficult and abstract, and you got to join all this data. But really, there's a starting point, and the starting point is don't assume that you know and then just start hucking money at stuff. You know, don't spend $2,000 for the back cover of the phone book because that's what you grew up with, because it's not going to convert. And if you are going to make an investment like that, spend the $5 a month to get a call tracking number. You know, so I think really what it's saying is, you know, don't just assume. Really sort of analyze each of the places that you're throwing money and make sure that they're converting for you. And then put them all together and make sure that you have a nice process that's working for you. But the first step is really not so confusing. It's just make sure that you're putting your money where you're getting money.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Being a business guy, being one of the guys that has to write the check, I've learned that we, as the business owners, we have a certain perspective on this that's painful. And that's that we know we have to risk this money. See, every check we write is risk. And we hope we get some reward for that money. And what I've found is through my own process of working this stuff out and figuring out how I want to write checks, is I've developed something I call limited risk marketing. And the truth is, I spent my whole life trying to figure this stuff out, and I'm not even sure what's going to work. I'm not even sure if my idea is right. I'm not even sure if I'm answering the customer's question right until the data in my bank account starts telling me. So that's where I came up with limited risk marketing. And essentially limited risk marketing, one is you don't write a check every month for any more than you can afford to lose. If you can lose $200 a month, well, then that $200 is what you start putting towards your marketing. If you can do $5,000, well, you start putting that to marketing. Don't worry about what some salesman tells you will bring you in money. If you read some blog posts, if you listen to one of our radio shows, you thought, gosh, if I can be found for these four topics, I'll be a billionaire. And you start spending money on it. No, don't do any of that. Start with only what you can lose. And then just spend little bits testing and seeing where all of these different methods, channels, and tactics of marketing may lead you. And then as you start to find that something's making sense and it's getting you closer to revenue or it's doing a better job of bringing you customers, that's when you start to spend more. I have seen in the last 2 weeks up to $214,000 that businesses spent on marketing ideas that they thought was going to bring them in money, and it brought them nothing but pain and heartache. And I asked, this was three different companies, I asked them, why in the world did you spend so much? Well, I thought this was my one chance to make it work. No, well, there are so many chances and so many ways to do this and so many avenues that your customers could be taken. I wouldn't bet that much money on any single one thing unless it was the amount of money I could afford to lose. Now, if these companies could afford to lose $200,000 every month.
Yeah, save gambling for your Saturday night card games. Don't do it with your business.
Yeah, don't do it with your business. So, the data's tough. It's hard to know. So fall back on the same good old wisdom you use in the other parts of your company where you only spend what you know you can afford to spend. And if it doesn't work, you try something else.
Yeah, that really reminds me of the story I had right at the beginning of the show. Honestly, I think these people spent a lot and got results, but not the results they were expecting, and were kind of stung by that and didn't want to spend anything else.
Yeah.
When if they'd doled out that same money a little bit at a time, you know, trying things over that 2 years, it might have gone differently.
That's right. And you know, the other factor here is nothing stays the same, and everything changes faster than ever. Your customers' expectations are changing. The time of year is changing. Technology is changing. What Google wants changes. How many people are watching TV versus watching their device is changing. So in this shifting, crazy world, you can't count on any one thing. What you have to do is count on a process and a strategy that allows you to operate in this crazy world, right? That and I spent years figuring out what I think makes sense, and I found that the being found concept and limited risk marketing, as they're partnered together, are systems that you can count on, but they got to be together. Don't try to be found for everything. Be found with the amount of risk you can afford to put out. And then you just keep adjusting and changing. That's your new reality. I'll get asked all the time by a new customer, well, how long will I pay the $880 a month or the $350 a month? And I tell them, no. Your new reality is you're going to have to spend on the internet world as long as you want to have a presence in the internet world, because it's just always changing and shifting. That's your new reality. It would be like saying, okay, well, I cut my grass this week in front of my business. Do I ever have to cut it again? Or we cleaned the bathrooms last week. When's the last time we have to clean the bathrooms, right? It is this new constant thing. And so don't go all in. Just what you can risk. Okay, how long do we have left?
About 5 minutes. About four minutes.
Okay, so I wanted to jump into one other thing. Tools. I always like to try to get some tools out there. Real quick, I want to go over three reports every company should follow in Google Analytics. Okay, so Google Analytics is Google's tool. Bing's got analytics. A bunch of analytics out there, but, you know, start with Google. Google will track your website, track what's going on your website, and tell you what's going on. It's free. Every business owner should know at least a few reports in Google Analytics. Here they are. Location, devices, and user flow. I want to get this out so in case I lose my segment here. You want to ask your team, hey, show me the report on locations. And what I mean by that, that's where are people coming to your website from? If they're all coming from India and you only sell in Southern California, well, then that 10,000 traffic rate you have, the 10,000 people you think are coming to your website, they're not the right people. Or maybe you really want to sell into a specific county, but nobody's finding you in that county. So now you know that you're not getting the penetration in that county. So there's reports in Google that will actually tell you this. The other one's devices. Nowadays, people come to your website on multiple devices, and Google wants you to know what they are. In general, they're desktop, mobile, and tablet. And why do you need to know? Well, the user will respond differently depending on what device they use. They're not going to scroll through and read giant 1,000-word articles on a mobile device. They want something quicker. But there's just different intentions with those different devices. So Google wants you to know how your users are interacting with your website. Imagine that you're doing great with desktop. Everyone who comes to desktop buys your products or calls you. Well, what if half your traffic is coming to you from a mobile device and none of those people are calling you? What do you have to change? And as a business, you need to be able to ask that. You need to ask your team, what do I have to change?
You definitely need to ask that too, because if they're coming to you from the mobile device and they're not calling you, they're already holding the phone. There is a problem
there. Yeah. 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 The statistics, and again, I don't remember them exactly because I go through so many statistics, but the statistics of how many mobile users actually come to the store or buy or are in the process of buying is staggering. And yet it's what we ignore. We ignore those mobile users. So in your Google Analytics, it's devices. I'm getting told I have about a minute left. The last report is user flow. User flow is where Google will show you a flow chart of where users are going on your site, what pages they're going to, what pages they're landing on. You can see if there's particular pages they hit, and they all leave you because it's some terrible page or loads too slow. So you need to be able to look at that. So business owners, ask your team or go in your Google Analytics, look at your location report, your device report, your user flow, and start asking your team what you can do to make them better. All right, you are listening to Being Found Show. We're coming to the end of the show. I've got my internet superheroes on the line with us. You can find out more at beingfound.com. We're now turning all the segments of our shows into show notes and articles so that if you heard anything that you want to follow up on, you can find it at beingfound.com. And as always, we're here every Saturday. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday. Have a good weekend.
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but dare I take the sound before you make it. You start to freeze, and so it looks you right between.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Off the coast of Australia, the search continues at this hour for three missing United States Marines. They were part of an Osprey aircraft crew that went down as the vessel was trying to land. Officials say 23 of the 26 personnel on board were quickly rescued. The search continues for the missing three. Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration will be introducing legislation to help businesses flourish, including new health care and tax code policy.
While we're working with this Congress to act on health care, I'll make you another promise. President Donald Trump and I are going to roll our sleeves up, sit down with lawmakers, and we're going to pass the largest tax cut